Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
After Katrina, by Walt Johnson, Easton, Maryland. After Katrina, I was lucky to be able to help with the Louisiana Episcopal Diocese project to rehab flooded houses and also to build habitat-like houses for folks in mid-city. Driving down from Maryland, I saw the miles of devastation along the way. A bunch of us camped out on the third floor of the Diocese building on St. Charles Avenue with cots and mattresses on the floor. One night, a coworker and I visited a restaurant on Magazine Street. As we walked into the restaurant, a panhandler asked us for a handout. "Not now," I told him. I intended to order a meal for him inside. A waitress, busy taking orders, serving customers, and bussing tables, greeted us with a smile. "Be right with you," she said, and handed us a menu. I scanned the menu for something I could order for the panhandler at the door. Before she came back to get our order, we saw her take a large grocery bag of food out and hand it to the panhandler. "We're all family here," she said when I mentioned it. A couple of nights later, another friend and I went into Medina's, an old family restaurant on Canal Street, a favorite I remembered from the 60s and the 70s. The line of customers wound out the door and down the sidewalk, and we chatted with a couple ahead of us in line. We enjoyed a delicious meal. When we asked our waitress for the bill, she told us the other couple had paid our bill. They had asked her to tell us, "Just tell them thank you for coming back to help us." New Orleans is filled with wonderful, caring people, white, black, Hispanic, young newcomers, and old-timers. They're the reason people love New Orleans no matter where they live.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.